Hi there, welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron is my name, and this is a folk music program. There are a few around. This is just another one of them. Although it's been here for almost 45 years, we'll open proceedings with a couple of tracks from an American band that was active mostly in the 90s. In fact, this album is called 1992 to 1998. They are called the Mysterious Redbirds. Tom Paley, James Reams and Bill Christopherson were the Mysterious Redbirds. As I said, two tracks. This is a nice tune, originally recorded by the Morrison Twin Brothers String Band in 1930. It's called Dry and Dusty. Then we'll follow that with a Walter Smith song recorded originally by the Carolina Buddies called Otto Wood the Bandit.
Song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. It's all about a man named Otto Wood, but I can't tell you all, but I wish I could. He walked in a pawn shop a rainy day, and with the clerk had a quarrel to say. Pulled out his gun and struck him a blow, and this is the way the story goes. They spread the news as fast as they could. Sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. Jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge sent the sentence to the penitentiary. Why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out his 44 gun? They put him in the pen, but it done no good. Wouldn't hold a man to call him Otto Wood. Wasn't very long till he slipped outside, brought a gun out of guard, said take him for a ride. The second time they caught him was way out west. In a hold-up game, he got shot through the chest. Brought him back, and when he got well, they locked him up in a dungeon cell. He was a man that they could not run. Always cared for a gun. Loved the women, and he hated the law. And he just wouldn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, and why didn't you run when the sheriff brought up his 44 gun? He ran rambled out west and he rambled all around. Met two sheriffs in a southern town. And one of the sheriffs stepped in the way, said, I've been expecting you every day. He pulled out his gun and then he said, make a crooked move, you both fall dead. Crank up your car and take me out of town. A few minutes later, he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Hottowood, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out his 44 gun?
Otto Wood the Bandit. Apparently he did exist. That's the rumour anyway. And he only had one arm. Okay, yeah, you got to say it. He was the original one-armed bandit. But made quite a living in the outlaw business. Before that, Dry and Dusty. There are various versions of Dry and Dusty. They're not different. Well, I suppose they're versions, but different tempos. Dry and Dusty, a tune recorded by the Morrison Twin Brothers String Band in 1930. But played there by the mysterious Redbirds from an album featuring some of their material recorded between 1992 and 1998. Now, let me see. We're going to an album called The Gap of Dreams. Now, this I think, yes, 2018 release by the wonderful Irish band Altan. They've always featured a lot of music from the west and northwest of Ireland. I'm going to play two tracks, and they're both from the Gaeltacht region of Donegal. First one, Bacha Shilandi, is a nursery rhyme, which, still very common in the Gaeltacht area of Donegal, refers to the Battle of Killalar, fought on the 23rd of September 1798. I'm sure you remember that. Between the British forces and a small number of French soldiers and Irish rebels. It marked the last defeat of the 1798 rebels. Bacha Shilandi refers to the Irish beggar, Bacha Irlandaise, who roamed the country in defeat after the battle. That's what they do to nursery rhymes out there. Then, set of tunes, The Piper in the Cave, let me see, and yes, Connie the Soldier is the second one. Here's Altan, two tracks.
Kashan yo wari kashan ikman kam, we be ignorant.
Altan there from their album The Gap of Dreams. Unusually for Altan, I suppose, that instrumental was led by Kieran Curran playing bouzouki. Not that he's not a good bouzouki player, it's just that they do have a very fine accordion player in Martin Tourish, and also Mairead Nemuini, who sang that nursery rhyme before, is also a fine fiddle player. But Kieran Curran did the work there on The Piper in the Cave and The Southwest Wind.
Once in the halls of the mighty, I sang the Internationale, while the leader of the country sang along with me, as our voices soared higher in a raucous, joyous choir. Our eyes shone with the fire of the men we used to be. Ah, what happened to those dreamers, all those true believers, the common man's foot soldiers who stormed the barricades? Is the fire inside still burning as they wait for the wheels turning? Or are they forever broken, their hopes and dreams betrayed? They sing of power and money, while the Internationale gathers dust on history's shelf. Farewell to idealism and quaint old-fashioned socialism. It's the age of pragmatism, of each man for himself. Now in place of true believers, there's faceless, smooth self-seekers with one eye on their pensions, one eye on the polls. Empty men lead us, empty lies feed us, empty dreams bleed us, and empty are our souls. So comrades, let us rally the last fight, let us face the Internationale, unites the human race. So comrades, let us rally the last fight, let us face the Internationale, unites the human race.
Yes, Eric Bogle, waxing lyrical there. Interesting album called Other People's Children. About that song called True Believers, he writes, shortly after our then brand new $1 billion Parliament House was opened in Canberra, I was invited to sing at a concert there in honour of the visit of the Prime Minister of Era, Charles Hockey. It was, in many, many ways, an extremely interesting night. A bunch of us musicians eventually ended up in some senator's office with Bob Hawke, who was the Australian Prime Minister at the time, his then-wife Hazel, and a few assorted pollies and journalists, all, with the rare exception of Bob and Hazel, intent on sculling back the free alcohol while it lasted, and having a rare old sing-song. Of course, at one stage, we all bellowed out the Internationale. And as I was singing along with Bob, Hazel, et al., I thought to myself, what a great country this is. Could this happen at number 10 or at the White House? No. Australia, you bloody beauty. The future, although admittedly coloured somewhat by copious amounts of alcohol, seemed oh so bright and oh so achievable. I'm still trying to work out what went wrong. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album, I think. We will hear from a London-based band who focus on Irish music mostly. It's called Artisan Row, and they're kind of based around the husband and wife Pete Quinn and Karen Ryan, who've been playing music together for a long time. They performed for about 15 years in the group The London Lasses, who I think for various reasons became The London Lasses and Pete Quinn. And, here they are as Artisan Row, along with Conor Doherty, who plays guitar, Elmer McEllicott. And we'll hear Elmer McEllicott playing saxophone on some tracks. She also plays flute, low whistle as well. They all sing, except Karen Ryan, who plays banjo, mandola and fiddle. They're very good. I like what they do. It's an interesting approach to the music in many cases. The addition of saxophone, I think, is particularly intriguing. We'll hear to start from this featured album, which is called Wild Winds. We'll hear a set of jigs, Paul Roddins and Whistler at the Wake. Whistler at the Wake is quite well known, but with this arrangement, you'll find a bit of a new slant to it. Here's Artisan Row, featured album on Come All Ye Today. Thank you. You like that? That's Artisan Row. That's the featured album, or the first track we'll hear from the featured album on Come All Ye today. The album is called Wild Winds. Artisan Row, as I told you, come from London, but with a strong Irish influence there. For instance, Karen Ryan, who's one of the leading lights in that band, although born in London, her parents come from Galway and Mayo. The others all have long pedigrees of playing Irish music as well. I've told you who they are. I'll give you a little more information about that band as the program progresses. Here, we will hear two tracks from Barbara Dimmock and Christine Kidd.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Our roses bloom and there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will swim the eternal sea, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul of man never dies. And everlasting joy I'll reap, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies. To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies. In this world there's a whole lot of trouble, in this world there's a whole lot of pain, in this world there's a whole lot of trouble, but a whole lot of ground to gain. Why take what you could be given? Why watch as the world goes by? It's a hard enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly? Why walk when you can fly? In this world there's a whole lot of sorrow, in this world there's a whole lot of shame, in this world there's a whole lot of sorrow, but a whole lot of ground to gain. When you spend your whole life wishing, wanting and wondering why, it's a long enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly? Why walk when you can fly? In this world there's a whole lot of cold, in this world there's a whole lot of blame, in this world you've a soul for a compass and a heart for a pair of wings. There's a star on the far horizon, rising bright in an azure sky, for the rest of the time that you're given. Why walk when you can fly? Why walk when you can fly? There's a star on the far horizon, rising bright in an azure sky, for the rest of the time that you're given. Why walk when you can fly? Why walk when you can fly?
To be fun, the glamour, summer, money, woo, and I
Bob's a wooing and pa. Seven bots and seven ban and seven in the pantry we have. 20 heats around the door, that's saying and 40 wooing and pa. Wooing at a booing at a cooking having can and get a filthy elf and spark. Come east and ten come west and ten come round and out the water. Twa come by the old dyke side of twa and 30 wooing at ha. Wooing at a pooing at a cooking hat and can get a filthy elf as for her pelf. But all the lads are wooing at ha. She's get fendles and her locks when cockle shells would suit her better. High heeled shoe and a boom half feet. And all the lads are wooing at ha. Wooing at a pooing at a cooting hat and can get a filthy elf and for her pelf. But all the lads are wooing at ha. Then the lassie say black and she hae the name o' siller. Set her up on tin tock tap, the wind will blaw a man until her. Gin the lassie say fair and she hae nae penny siller. A flea may fell her in the air afore a man be near until her. Wooing at her, wooing at her, curtain her and can get to filthy elf and spar her pelf. That all the lads are wooing at her. Tibby Fowler,
the elf, it's for her pelf. Dear, oh dear. Barbara Dimmock and Christine Kidd, two great voices in harmony. Must be true, it's written on the album cover. Before that, Canaan's Land, a song that you may have heard before if you've listened to recordings from people like Hank Williams or Johnny Cash or Ricky Skaggs, a whole bunch of others. Words and music by William M. Golden. And it's said that he wrote most of his songs while serving an 8-year sentence in the state pen. Gosh. Canaan's Land. And then a little bit of Why Walk When You Can Fly. That was written by Mary Chapin Carpenter. And Tibby Fowler or the Glen, of course, from Robert Burns. The pen of, that is. Let me see. I will play you now a song that was very popular quite a while ago. It was a million seller, in fact, multi-million seller. Song called Greenfields. You may not recognise it or remember it, but it was huge. This is the Brothers Four.
Let their dreams depart. happy, happy while your heart's on the road. You can't be happy until you bring it home. Home to the green fields and me. Once again.
this album. I hope you're enjoying it too. There's some interesting arrangements of tunes, familiar and not familiar to me. We were listening there to a tune called The March to Kinsale with Elmer McEllicott playing flute and the rest of the band. Conor Doherty plays guitar, Elmer McEllicott sax, flute, low whistle, Pete Quinn piano, keyboards, and Karen Ryan banjo, mandola, and fiddle. So that one was basically flute and fiddle. But they certainly mix it up a bit on the album. We'll hear, I think we'll hear a song next. They're quite capable of presenting good songs. In fact, this one I think we've heard on the program before. This is called Monk McClement's Farewell to Artaclave.
And the year of 42, the time I do remember when I bid my friends adieu. Our noble ship provincial, well fitted for the sea, and commanded by your captain bold man for America. 'Twas on the 4th of April we sailed from Derry Quay, our vessel being well manned bound for America. Contrary to our wishes, our sails are scarcely filled, and by your captain's orders, we anchored at Moville. But early the next morning, when I on deck did stand, looking all around at me, I saw my native land. To remind you of a desert, your eyes with tears were filled, where I looked across sweet Artaclave in the castle of Downhill. When I looked by the tower, I saw my native strand, like Moses on Mount Nebo when he viewed the promised land. My mind being bound for rambling, as I told you before, I turned my back upon the scene, I might behold no more. Sweet Artaclave, where first my breath I drew. Farewell, my loyal comrades, a long farewell to you. For now I'm on the ocean, and all our sails are full, and so swiftly as she does pass by the Isle of Strahull. Officers, I mean for to relate, our captain's name was William, and Primshaw was our mate. He was as good a captain as e'er the ship did rule, and the other was the same and brave a king from Liverpool. The second mate's Gabina, his station does well fill, like his father with Sir Harvey in the castle of Downhill. When he was young and tender, he bound himself to sea, and he gained it that promotion before that he was free. For our commander, he is so good a man, I'm scarce fit to praise him when I do all I can. But the God may be his pilot wherever he may be, and keep him on the chosen path from danger, set him free.
I beg to be excused, I have no more to say. Our pilot, he has come on board on the 18th day of May. 100 miles the nearest port, he told our captain so. Our orders are prepare yourself for several rounds to go.
Monk McLamont's Farewell to Articlave from the featured album on the program today from the band Artisan Row. The album is called Wild Winds. London-based, but strong Irish roots for most of the material on the album. A couple of exceptions, such as a Macedonian Horo and Chet Vorno Horo. We might have time to hear one of those Eastern European ones. We'll see. We'll see. As the program progresses, or regresses, depending on your perspective. Certainly progressing now because we introduce Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke for the next track. The White Spiritual song, Father Adieu, collected from Estelle C. Ball by Alan Lomax, with Shirley Collins at the time, in 1941 in Virginia. Thank you. Burke, Ruth Hazelton, mostly Ruth Hazelton on that one. Father Adieu, collected by Alan Lomax, 1941, with Shirley Collins' assistance, from an album called Declaration. Rather nice album it is too.
Yonder he goes, takes corns from your toes, cures the gout and all woes, call him hither. Yonder his he skill goes, I will try before he passes by. You're sure I shall die this weather.
The reports of your fame, sir, corns will go, show your skill or shame. Your face ever reports of your fame, sir. Corns from your toes, yours the cow scales. Your shame, your face ever reports of your
skill. I will try before he passes.
Show your skill,
sure I shall die this weather.
The reports of your fame, sir. Call you again, sir. Show your skill or shame your face ever.
Thank you.
Terribly clever fellow, that one. That's James Raynard. We're just listening to a tune he wrote called The Cat with the Cream, but it has another title that he uses occasionally, A Year in the Gulag. And before that, he sang all by himself, lots and lots of parts, a song called Yonder He Goes. James Raynard from an album called Strange Histories.
Oh, where are you going? Cried a false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I'm going to me school, said a lovely little child, only but 7 years old. Will you come along with me? Cried a false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. No, I won't come with you, said a lovely little child, only but 7 years old. I will give you a ring, cried a false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Then you'd be my king, said a lovely little child, only but 7 years old. What is rounder than a ring? What is higher than a king? Cried a fly to the child on the road. The sun is rounder than a ring. God is higher than a king, said the pretty child, 7 years old. Finger dug a stone,
ride a fast, fast fly
to the lovely little child on the road. I wish it were a bone,
said a lovely little child,
only but 7 years old.
What is higher than the sky? What is deeper than the sea?
Cried a fly to the child on the road.
Heaven's higher than the sky, hell is deeper than the sea,
said a pretty child, 7 years old.
Oh, a curse upon your father, and the curse upon your mother.
Cried a fly to the child on the road.
Blessing on my father and the blessing on my mother,
said a pretty child, 7 years old.
Then he flew away in flames, hit a false, false fly
from the lovely little child on the road.
It was a devil in disguise, it was a false firefly,
said a pretty little child on the road.
Weird track from a very weird album. That's the title track from an album called The False Fly by a Belgian group called Griff. The False Fly, the insect that is a beetle that apparently has evolved to look like a fly, which is useful, apparently. False fly. Remarkable similarity to the false knight on the road, but not quite. The sleeve notes say lyrics, trad, music, griff, a tune, the hairy canary, from our former accordionist Pascal Rubens, evolved into this song, followed by Raphael's favourite Irish reel, The Old Bush. Haven't played anything from that album for a while. It's fascinating. The False Fly. It was on in the car. I had it on in my car at some stage in the last few weeks, and I thought, must dig that album out again. I hope you coped with it. Another one from the featured album, I think, now. This is from Artisan Row, the featured album called Wild Winds. A tune called Helvic Head, H-E-L-V-I-C. And there is a H-E-L-V-I-C-K head, Helvic Head, in Waterford in Ireland. Well, this is possibly the same place. tune called Helvic Head from the featured album. We heard, who was playing banjo? Ah, Karen Ryan, of course. Yes, very versatile musician is Karen Ryan, banjo, and a bunch of other people joining Artisan Row for that track. We had Dave Whitford playing bass, Dave Ohm, O-H-M, on drums, and James McMillan playing trumpet. So there's trumpet and sax and all sorts of stuff on there. Yeah, Artisan Row, Wild Winds is the album. Rush out and buy it now. Do yourself a favour. Ashley Hutchings, who does himself a favour quite often, he has put together, not speaking in present tense, this has been out for quite a while, almost 20 years in fact, a special collection of archive material containing all rare or previously unreleased material which has never been out on CD before. Ashley Hutchings, bass player from folk rock, English folk rock. He left Fairport Convention many years ago and formed Steel Eye Span, I think. Well, he was in on the formation of it. This is a curious little number called Cookery is the New Rock and Roll. This is the Albion Band.
Love it or hate it, Cookery is the New Rock and Roll. Is here to stay. Occasionally it fades away. While it's well and truly hip, shout and bang the saucepan lid. Raise the volume and the heat. Get a munching in the street. Give yourself an ample waste. Music is a matter of taste. If you can't take the heat, leave your kitchen. If you stay, gotta have soul. It's fatty and bewitching.
Ooh, wah, wah.
Cookery is the new rock and roll. Make a meal much mealier. Try a dish by Delia. Follow salad dressing codes. Cut your hair like Gary Rhodes. A Rick Stein burger made of fish is all a headless cart could wish. If you like the latest fad, Jamie Oliver's your lad. If you can't take the heat, leave the kitchen. If you stay, gotta have soul. It's fatty and bewitching. For cookery is the new rock and roll. If you're in a loving vein, say it with flour, so freezing and plain. If you like a good tearjerker, adding onions is a worker. Lost that loving feeling? Oysters can be quite appealing. The intro coda and the hook is people ready, steady cook. If you can't take the heat, leave the kitchen. If you stay, gotta have soul. It's fatty and bewitching. For cookery is the new rock and roll. So, Italian pop is crap, but their pasta's really on the map. Oriental rocks nowhere, but love their sushi if you dare. Thailand, Mexico and France wouldn't give their songs a chance. For lemongrass, tortillas, snails is rock and roll that never fails. You can't take the heat, leave the kitchen. If you stay, gotta have soul. It's fatty and bewitching. For cookery is the new rock and roll. Cookery is the new rock and roll.
Thank you.
pretty waltz, that one. It's called Maddie's Waltz. It was written by Vi Wickham, who played it with Paul Anastasio, two fine fiddle players from America who recorded an album called Swinging at the Savoy some years back. And it's very nice. It's very pleasant. Most of it's quite swingy, but that one a little more genteel. Not so genteel is most of the material put out by the Pine Leaf Boys from Louisiana. Here's a song called La Belle Josette, featuring the voice of Cedric Watson, who's also a pretty good fiddle player.
Madame Gaillane qui promène dans son jardin, maison qui vient chagrin. Tous les longs d'une allée, un baiser que pleurer. Toujours en espérant Pierrot Douillet pour se marier. Tous les longs d'une allée, un baiser que pleurer. Toujours en espérant Pierrot Douillet pour se marier. Pierrot Douillet, il est arrivé. Josette pour se marier, Pierrot Bruyette, il est arrivé, il dit Josette pour se marier, tout chacun s'en va chez toi, on laisse à savoir à tout, dans le moment, il s'est curé pour dire à les bancs, tout chacun s'en va chez toi, on laisse à savoir à tout, dans le moment, il s'est curé pour dire à les bancs.
That's the Pine Leaf Boys from Louisiana. Oh, Josette, fausse marie. I must marry you. La Belle Josette is the name of the song. It's an old song, sung there by Cedric Watson, fiddle player in that band, a very good one at that. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. That's your community FM station in the Central West. And you could be listening right now. Well, you are listening right now, but you could be listening to the live broadcast, or you could be listening to the podcast. Who can tell? Well, you can, but I can't. I hope you're enjoying it, whatever you're doing, however you're listening to it. I'll play one more, and only one more, from the featured album, I think, It's a combination of a jig and slip jigs. That was a set of tunes called Tyners, Man P. Dean, Kate, Argus, Anne, and Mill Hill Turning from Wild Winds. It was the debut album from London-based traditional folk quartet Artisan Row, featuring a lot of Irish music, Irish-style music, plus some other stuff that we didn't have time to hear. A few more songs are on that album, as well as a couple of horrors from Eastern Europe. Keep them for another day. I told you who was in that band. I'll tell you one last time. I think they're in alphabetical order of surnames. Conor Doherty plays guitar and sings. Elmer McEllicott plays sax and flute and low whistle and sings. Pete Quinn, piano, keyboard and backing vocals. And Karen Ryan plays banjo, mandola and fiddle and low whistle, and I don't think she sings, voluntarily anyway. Maybe if you poke her with a stick, she'll sing. I don't know. But what I do know is we've got time for a few more tracks. Another female singer from who made her name in the 70s, Maria Muldaur. Play one that she recorded 100 years ago with, I think, the Jim Queskin Jug Band. Richland Woman Blues. Here's Maria Muldaur with John Sebastian. Do you remember John Sebastian and the Loving Spoonful? He was also a jug band person.
Turkey red bloomers, they got a rumble seat. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Red rooster says, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Richland woman, she says, any doodle-doo. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, soon mama will be gone. Church, watch me go. My wings are sprouted out. The preacher told me so. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man. Everything sitting right, my husband gonna wait till next Saturday night. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone.
That's Maria Muldaur, her voice a little gravelly, yes, these days, but that's fair enough. That's fair enough. She's of a certain age. An interesting album nonetheless, Richland Woman Blues. We heard the title track. Here's John Faulkner from an album he recorded 1992, goodness me. Sort of themed on what happened after the Battle of Culloden in Scotland. People leaving Scotland and so on. This is a pretty well-known song. It's called I Loved a Lass.
And they covered it. he has laid down for to take his last leave. And maybe by now he's forgotten.
Yeah, there's John Faulkner. I loved a lass. Thanks for your company today. We'll go out with a little bit of Scottish music from Emma Nixon's fiddle and Tony Vandermeer's guitar from Brisbane. We'll hear, let me see, Craigellachie Brig and the Little Cascade. I think we'll have time for most of it. See you next time, folks. Have a good week. Until we meet again. Bye now.